in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Stu.
Yeah,
Stu.
Pass that bottle to me.
Stu.
Yes, sir.
What's that out there? What's that outside?
It's a parking lot.
No, not that.
The it one that's shining light days, on the dude. Thing that
it only rained for 2 days.
No, it's been raining for 2 years.
No,
it won't stop raining.
Well, I have to admit, I wasn't here the whole week, so I don't know what happened Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Okay.
Because I was up off the Black Warrior River doing a little fishing.
I saw that.
Isolated.
I want to hear about that because you were showing some big old fishes.
Perfect, exactly the size that the conservation department wants you taking.
Okay.
Right around the 12-inch to 14-inch. They don't want you taking the big ones anymore because they produce most of the babies. I don't care if you take the small ones.
Okay.
I don't think there's a minimum on bass anymore. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
We went with a 12-inch rule, which is fine everywhere, mm-hmm. and that is the size they recommend is about the 12-inch bass.
Well, welcome to the Sip and Chew Show,
mm-hmm.
and as Stu and Leanne were out this week going traveling and
doing
seeing
things,
the world, and
seeing nature.
Was there a memo I didn't see? Because I was working.
That said,
I worked.
Nature
all week.
Cannot be found at Detente Square.
Close to it.
Yeah.
We got a rabbit.
Except for
running
feral
around.
Cats.
Well, we got a rabbit running around the
just
neighborhood.
One.
Well, we got a bunch of cranes, birds, and other weird things. Possums.
Saw something I hadn't seen before.
What's that?
You're familiar with the great blue heron.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beautiful birds. We have them all over mm-hmm. here in the Delton area. There was one up there on the Black Warrior, and we looked up just as it landed in a tree and fed its baby in a nest big enough for you and I to nap in.
Jeez.
That was cool.
Mm.
A baby blue heron. Yeah. Great blue heron is still great.
That's a big.
It's a big baby.
That's a big nest.
Yeah, that was extremely cool. I caught a fish I had never caught before. Didn't even notice what it was till we were releasing it, and Kevin had looked at it and just remarked how beautiful the colors were for a brim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know we were fishing, throwing them in and going. You know, and then as he was releasing it. And it was big enough to eat and was going to, but I didn't catch any more. So we had it in live well, so I released it. Because, you know, one brim's not going to do me any good, right?
No, I don't.
And
think so.
As we're releasing it, I noticed that the famous bluegill on the side, you're familiar with the bluegill.
The bluegill.
Was not round. It was long and oval-shaped. And it hit me just as Kevin released it. That wasn't a brim. That was a long-eared sunfish. And so we did some looking up on it. I had pretty close to a state record long-eared sunfish, which is only 8 ounces. That's the state. It doesn't get as large as
big old whopping.
The
8 ounces.
World record is from New Mexico, and it was over a pound, which is huge for any panfish. Kevin had a 1 pound crappie that is too big to fit in the pan, even with the head gone. So that's what 1 pound would get you. And that long-eared sunfish usually more in creeks and stuff up in North Alabama.
So it's called a what now?
Long-eared sunfish.
They don't have ears, do they?
Well, it's because of the gill on the side.
Yeah.
Because it is long instead of the round side.
Okay.
But a beautiful little fish. And there's a lot of fish in the creeks and river systems in North Alabama that we don't have down here because the delta and everything, the water is too warm. There's too much salt that gets into it.
Yeah.
There's a species of bass, and I think it's called a red-eye bass. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get large. You won't find it in rivers and lakes usually, just in creeks.
Yeah.
And doesn't get more than, I think the world record on it's maybe 2.5-3 pounds.
Okay.
And I really would like to get into some of those.
Okay. Now, another question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat any of them? Did y'all fry them up any?
They had a fish fry Friday night, and I missed it. I was doing something else. But I have two bass and two crappie in my freezer to thaw out and do my own frying with.
Okay.
And because I missed the fish fry, I stopped in Meridian on the way back and had some Mississippi catfish. And I'll tell you more about that later. But,
okay. Well, if you're going to have catfish, there's no better place to get it than Mississippi.
Makes sense. Yeah. And that was my thing. I actually had planned to stop and try a barbecue place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I looked at the halfway point, you know, because we ate lunch before we left and did some things. I thought, you know, about 2 hours into my trip, I'll be ready to eat again. And that's pretty much the halfway point between that area and Mobile.
Right.
So I looked up the halfway point. It was Meridian, Mississippi. And I went, well, if I'm going to be in Mississippi, I might as well have catfish.
There you go.
And had not been to Meridian since 89, maybe.
I always go through it when I'm headed to Tuscaloosa.
Right. And that's why I wanted to talk about this place.
Yeah.
Because it is great for people going to and from Tuscaloosa. Because I was actually north of Tuscaloosa a little ways. And just beautiful.
I used to work for a company, and their headquarters was in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go through the Delta a lot.
The Mississippi Delta.
Yeah, and catfish farms like you wouldn't believe.
Tamales.
What is a byproduct of this, of all those catfish ponds?
Catfish
everywhere?
Poop?
No. Crawfish. Mm-hmm. And they had signs that said crawfish crossings.
I've seen that in Louisiana.
And I'm driving down this road, and there's these walls of dirt, mm-hmm. and behind them are big, gigantic ponds.
Right.
You know? And you're driving down the road, and all of a sudden you see a sign that says crawfish crossing. And you just have to keep driving. If there's crawfish in the road, you just keep driving. You don't stop for them.
Well, right.
There's
because
zillions of them.
Yeah, well, not only that, there's no reason to. It's not like a cattle crossing where if you ignore it, they destroy your car.
Exactly. Unless you get all slippery and slimy.
Yeah, it's just to let you know, you're about to crush some crawfish. Yeah. That's what that sign's for.
It's like a crawfish crushing.
If you go out and... And we're going to talk to Leanna about her trip to Big Bend National Park. Because just watched a video, by the way, Leanna, yesterday that said top 10 national parks that are under the radar. Mm-hmm. And Big Bend was on it.
Oh, I bet.
Because, you know, the Smoky Mountains is the most visited national park in the world. Yellowstone's right on its heels, even though it's not near anything. You got Yosemite. You got the Big Five in Utah, which is a vacation all its own. Are y'all thinking about that?
Yes.
Yeah, there are five national parks in Utah alone, Mike. Mm-hmm. Every one of them absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
And they're within an hour or two drive of each other. So you've got all of the, you know, there's also Grand Teton, there's Rocky Mountain National Park. So this one was going down the other ones, and Big Bend, where Leanna just went, was one of the 10 that they say everyone needs to see this. And y'all boondocked, right? No power, no pooping station.
Right. We have solar panels.
Okay.
On our van.
Right, but no plug-ins and no.
Right.
That's what boondocking is. Is there are lots of places, especially out west, where you can do that for free.
Yes, it was
public
for free.
Land. Yeah, it's public land. Vicksburg, Mississippi, the rest area has a free public parking lot behind it that even has water and electricity hookups for free.
Oh wow!
Right on the Mississippi River.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and
I've never been there.
To Vicksburg?
No, my grandfather used to work there, and I never visited.
I toured the Civil War Park there with my parents when
Me
I was
too.
A kid. And
a
it's a beautiful
ago.
Park, except you know the bad guys won. and it also, you know, was the revelation. You know how the North took Vicksburg? They had blankets that were just filled with fleas from rats that had yellow fever, and they said, give it to the women and children in there. When they die, then we can take Vicksburg. Mm. That's how Vicksburg was taken.
They were cold, weren't they?
Yeah.
Now listen, speaking of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi.
Heard of it.
Very north of Jackson, Mississippi is something that always interested me, and it's the forest there.
There's a natural forest.
The Petrified Forest.
Oh, I've not been to the Petrified
it's
Forest.
It's the only one east of the Mississippi. I know we're a food and wine show, folks.
Yeah. Travel is a big deal.
Travel's a big deal because you want to eat at the local places.
Right.
You want to get out there and eat
and
the
you need
places.
To know where the places are that you want to go.
And Leanna told us about a place she's going to tell us about again.
Yeah. In Tejas.
Is it in Tejas?
Wait, what?
Texas. That's Spanish for Texas. And I'm like, why did the Spanish have to come up with a word for Texas when the Native Americans had already come up with it Texas, which, you know, half of the indigenous named states translate into something like friendly. I think Alabama translates to friendly.
Of course friendly.
Yeah, we're very friendly.
343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation.
Or just text us.
Textify.
Cowboys have come from the near and far. When you throw a few ribeyes on the farm, Roberta Duran ate two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty mind.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Today's a national holiday.
Every day is.
If it's not, it should be. Today is National Animal Crackers Day.
Okay.
That is what? That is. I could sit in front of
a TV. It's
not even
a cracker, man. It's a cookie.
I could sit in front of a TV and eat animal crackers.
And they're not caged on the box anymore because PETA was like, free those critters. I would have taken the bars down and just had them in a gun sight.
I freed them.
Yeah.
I opened that lid. I got one of those big teddy bear jars like that full of animal crackers.
Do you eat the heads off first or the legs?
I just eat them and I crunch them in half. I pretend sometimes I'm Godzilla. Just
I figured today, that's how you ate them.
And they go, oh, don't eat me, don't eat me.
And folks, before we get started with the rest of this, just we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/sipandchew. Some of you are probably watching the show on it as we speak because we live. Do a live broadcast of this show every week so that you can see Mike and I flap our gums, for those of you who want to it. But if you've ever noticed on our Facebook page, those of you who have liked it, we share a lot of stuff from the restaurants in the area, what they're doing. You know, whatever their specials are for the day. And I mean, we do this daily, both on the story and on our regular wall. Mm-hmm. And this is really for you restaurants. If you want us to share it, just make sure you tag us.
Yeah.
And we'll do it. That's why our Facebook page is here, to share your specials, what you got coming up, if you've got a wine dinner coming up, something like any of that. Do not hesitate to tag us in it. We will share it on our wall. If it's a fundraiser, something like that, you drop us an email and we'll see if we can't have you on to help publicize it. That's what we're here for, folks. We are here to serve the people. Right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks for waking up.
Thinking about all them poor old animal crackers.
Well, Leanna has just returned from a trip that I am quite envious of.
Me too.
You've never even heard of it before.
I'm jelly. Yeah. I'm jelly about it.
She was just at Big Bend National Park, which is in Texas. It's very close to Mexico, isn't it?
Yeah, we walked into Mexico.
Yeah, I thought the park overlapped with a Mexican national park, maybe, or is it just...
Well, it butts up to the Rio Grande.
Okay.
And so at several points you can like walk across.
Okay. That's cool.
And or there was some cliffs that we saw over the river, but we did end up coming to a beautiful spot and crossed the river and spent a few minutes in Mexico. We didn't have our passport, so we had to, of course, run back.
Right.
But
you know, Homeland Security's upstairs.
I know.
They've been defanged in the last 3 months.
I don't think they're there on Sundays. So y'all don't tell them.
Yeah, it's like the
government.
It's like the EPA, man. Guys that told me the old paper mill that used to be up here, the one that was open and isn't now, said that the runoff from it is really toxic. And they weren't supposed to dump it in the river, but they knew the EPA didn't work weekends, so the company told them, just do it on Saturday. Yeah. So that, because the EPA only works Monday through Friday. You know who shouldn't have banker's hours? Bankers. Or the government. And it's just like,
why not bankers?
Because we need money all the time.
Exactly.
I have access to money all the time.
Your ATM, but you don't have access to your bank. Now, that's like the Woodbridge in Walmart. They're open 7 days a week, 7 to 7. Yeah. That's what a bank should be
in open. Miami, most of the banks are open.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Yeah. That's what I say.
Miami.
It is ridiculous that banks keep banking hours. They shouldn't You know, and like the license commission, stuff like anything where a citizen has to come in and deal with the government should be open 12 hours a day, 7 to 7, 6 days a week. And I know that, well, you know, with staffing, that staffing's not a problem. You bring half of them in at 7 o'clock, you bring the other half in at 11 o'clock. It was just like when they furloughed all the unemployment department for the state 2 weeks before everyone filed unemployment. Mm-hmm. And then when they finally brought them in, well, we're on half crews, that's why it's taking so long. It's also taking so long because you're on half crews, but you're only working one shift.
Yeah.
Y'all should have been working two shifts that entire time. That gives you time to spread everyone out, you know, and it just kills me when the government workers will go, well, they didn't sign up to work at night. I don't care. I'm the boss. Mm-hmm. If getting the job done at night is the time to do it, you do it. There's no overtime for it. It's a job. Don't you agree? Like fixing the roads at night on the interstate? Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be done during the day.
That's private contractors.
Yeah, but I mean, but stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, like during the shutdown, all the government offices should have been on 12-hour days, and you bring in half crews for them. Yeah. Like the license commission office, they cut off people at 1 o'clock because it took till 4 to get everyone done. Right. Well, not if you work till 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're still spreading everyone out. It would have been safer.
Yeah.
So
Leanna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back to Texas.
Back to Tejas.
Yes.
Interesting food places.
Oh, there were several. We went
in Texas, really?
I know. Shocking, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll believe me with this, but they have really great barbecue there.
No. But is the Mexican food any good?
Oh.
Yeah. Is the Tex-Mex any good?
Yes. I mean, there's... My favorite restaurant in Texas, we go to this place in Kima. It's called La Brisa, and they have great, authentic Tex-Mex, and it is beautiful. Mm. I mean, their dip, they have like a tomatillo dip that is creamy and spicy. Mm-hmm. But I don't like spicy, but I really love this dip. We had, crawfish, all kinds of different things. It was kind of strange, the different varieties that we found. In Austin, we had great barbecue sandwich from a food truck,
yeah,
B. Brown's, that was parked at a little club, and it was some of the best. And it had peach cobbler, Dutch oven peach cobbler.
I did that in Boy Scouting, peach cobbler.
Oh,
and blueberry cobbler. And we stacked the Dutch ovens on top of each other.
Oh,
through coals.
So good. I mean, we ate so well. I'm going to have to come down from this week, all that rich eating, because it seems like we were either on an adventure somewhere or eating.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, you know, you mentioned the word authentic, okay? What makes a restaurant? There's a great little restaurant in Loxley called El Pasita.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that place.
Yeah. People come from all over to go eat there, and they say it's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know the difference. And then I look at El Camino on the causeway.
I haven't been there yet.
Oh, they do a great job. Their guacamole is out of this world.
But the crunchy tortillas are American.
Okay.
Yeah. Flour tortillas are American.
Okay.
Yellow cheese is American. So those are all indications of Tex-Mex, which was started in San Antonio all along the Rio Grande, where she was. That's the heart of Tex-Mex country. It was elements, you know, because you had two different cultures there. Mm-hmm. A Mexican population that was there before the borders crossed. Then you had a huge European influence, mostly German, that settled west. That's where the barbecue tradition comes from. They were the ones that brought the beef out there and started smoking it. And so, you know, these cultures kind of melded together for a while. Yeah. One of the first Tex-Mex dishes is nachos. Came from the diner in San Antonio, and some ladies had stopped in there after a day of shopping or something, and they were going to have a few drinks, and they were hungry, but they were between dinner shifts, and they were saying, well, we're really were really hungry, and the cook that was working back there, whose nickname was Nacho, said, I got a snack that I make, I'll make it for you, and it was tortilla chips, and he melted cheese on it, put some jalapenos on it. And when people would come in to order it, well, they were like, we'll have Nacho special. And then it got shortened to Nachos. That is a classic example of Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
And we are both fans of Los Rancheros.
Absolutely.
Okay. That is a Tex-Mex restaurant. It is not authentic Mexican. It is authentic Tex-Mex. Yeah. And it's very good Tex-Mex. Your traditional Mexican is a little more like street food. It's the street tacos, although they do flour tacos in Mexico City now because they have so many Americans come over. They call that gringo style.
Yeah.
They'll have yellow cheese for that too, but it's just for it. But it's white cheeses. The tortillas are almost always soft, or like the way that Frankie Little does them.
Yeah.
Where it's a soft tortilla, when it hits the grill, the outside gets
crunchy.
Frankie
Little with?
Roosters. Roosters downtown. Which, Roosters is an example, and El Papi as well, more of an authentic Mexican style food. Because you don't have the yellow crunchy taco shells and the flour shells.
All right. We'll have more when we come back. 3430106.
All that taxes, drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoody, yoody, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoody, yoody, drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoody, yoody.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
You gonna keep singing? Mike was just
singing, Gal was
serenading us.
With I want to hear Santa
Glenn Campbell's classic. Glenn Campbell.
Tina Theraton.
You know, he was lead guitarist for a band before he went solo. Do you know the band? You've heard of them.
I've seen them. I've heard of them. Beach Boys.
There you go.
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings was the lead guitarist for a band. Do you know what it was?
The Beatles. That's Billy Preston.
It was George Harrison.
No, lead guitar. Billy Preston was keyboard player for the Beatles.
Studio musician. He's not a member.
Fifth. Yeah. Well, when he was on the roof, were on the roof, he was on the roof with them.
Yeah. Waylon Jennings was lead guitarist for Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Okay.
Yeah. He was a cricket.
All right. Who was Kenny Rogers with?
Was it Pure Prairie League? Or is that Vince Gill?
That's Vince Gill.
Okay.
Then Yeah, it was his song. But
yeah, then it's the other one.
Kenny Rogers was the first edition. They even had their own TV show.
Yeah, that's right.
Had their own TV show.
Well, now, who was in the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band?
Oh. I have no idea. I'm not a...
You're not a Nitty Gritty guy?
I'm not a dirt guy. I like dirt. I don't have anything against dirt. Okay.
Well, I mentioned on the way back from North Alabama... The route where I live in Sims, I missed it going up. I just punched in the address where I was going when I left the house.
Yeah.
And I let it tell me whether I was taking 158 or another direction.
Right.
And I pulled up to Moffett Road at Fire Tower and it said turn left. I went, okay, it's taking me up Lot Road through Citronelle that way. So when I got to McCreary Road, I just turned right and went on heading up there. And then I heard it go recalculating. And I went, well, where was it going to take me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought, well, I guess it was going to take me on up to Wilmer and have me go up Wilmer Georgetown Road and hit up there, you know. I didn't pay any attention. I just went on because I was heading to Citronelle. I was going to Bertil's, son.
Uh-oh.
Get me a burger. It used to be the Wards up there, hand-pattied every stinking day, Mike. They got two things on the menu, biscuits at breakfast and burgers at lunch.
Is that all?
They get a few more things, but that's pretty much the bulk of their menu is several different biscuits, several different burgers. Absolutely fantastic.
I've heard of this place.
My friends stop there a lot on their way up to Tuscaloosa for games and stuff, and they just said that's part of their ritual. I actually wanted to stop at Big Mike's Steakhouse in Thomasville, closed on Mondays. So I hit Bertil's.
Yeah.
Great burger, fries, headed on up, and... So on the way back, I said, I'm just going to go whatever route Google said I should have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Once I hit the interstate coming out of Tuscaloosa and it crossed the Mississippi state line, that route did not have me cross back into Alabama until I crossed the Escatawba River in Wilmer.
Mm.
The entire fastest track back from Tuscaloosa to Sims had me traveling exclusively in the state of Mississippi. And it was cool. It was very cool. So I stop and, you know, I know I'm going to Meridian. I told you I wanted to hit barbecue, and then it dawned on me I'm going to be in Mississippi. What is the state dish in Mississippi? Catfish.
Catfish.
So I did some searches, and I picked the one closest to my route, which is the way you do it. It was called Zach's Catfish and Chicken. And when I first pulled up, I was iffy. I'm going to be honest, because it looked like it was sharing a building with a chain restaurant. And I was like, oh, man. And the sign looked like a chain restaurant. And I walked in, and it's a beautiful brick floor, and some beautiful TVs, and it's really beautiful, which is not what I'm expecting from a catfish place in Mississippi.
Exactly.
Fortunately, the food was everything I expect from a catfish place in Mississippi. I don't like sweet collard greens. I don't know why people put sugar in it. And I know, well, it's to cut the bitterness. But you eat those because they're bitter. This is the first sweet collard greens I've ever had that I went, I want more of that. It wasn't too sweet. It was just an edge. And then there was some kind of peppery smokiness without any meat in these collards at all, Mike. It was just collards. But it was very smoky. And I'm thinking they probably cooked them in ham stock, which is a great way to do it. But those collard greens were addictive.
Oh, I bet.
And the catfish was fantastic. It was cut into smaller strips so that they cook faster. They're still tender on the inside. It's crispy on the outside. Everything on that plate was absolutely spot on from what you would expect from some crappy little shack out in the middle of the Delta that just has catfish and beer. I mean, it was spectacular. It seemed like it was family-owned. It did not appear to be a chain at all.
Yeah.
It was just, hey, we're building it from new. There's no reason for it to look like a shack.
Yeah.
And it was just stellar. And anyone making that trip this fall or, you know, you're moving your kids in up in Alabama, hit this place, either going up or coming down.
Yeah.
And I mean, right off the interstate.
Most people I know take that route.
Yeah.
They go that way. I know I do.
Well, you know, when I went up earlier this year just to do some hiking and stuff, I made sure to avoid the fastest route.
Mm-hmm.
So this was all new to me. Yeah. And coming back, you get off on, 63 in Mississippi where it comes to, well, it starts just south of Meridian, mm-hmm. and it ain't been used. It is fairly cut. It is four lanes through fours. Just a beautiful drive. Loved every aspect.
When you got casino money,
mm-hmm.
they go, what are we going to do? Build another highway.
Yeah.
And make it four lane until it gets to the Alabama state line.
So.
That's it. When you're driving up there to Meridian and back, or to Tuscaloosa and back, and you go the route up through Meridian,
mm-hmm.
when you hit the state line, Mississippi, you're on four-lane highways.
Right.
You think you're on interstates
mm-hmm.
because they're so well built.
Yeah. And that's probably why that is now the quickest route back. But my buddy lives on Lot Road in 8 Mile, and it still tells him to go up 45 for the fastest route. So it's where I'm located, and I bet it's probably a minute and a half difference.
Yeah.
But I took the minute and a half, and it was great. And that way I had a different route going up and coming back.
Pharmaceutical sales, I always took the back road.
You mean when you were selling drugs?
When I was selling drugs.
Right.
What famous actress is from Meridian, Mississippi? Anybody know?
Not Fanny Flagg. She's from Bruton.
No.
Just thought
I'd Anna, you know, famous actress from Meridian, Mississippi?
Mm-mm. No one knows.
She's also a cheerleader at Alabama.
That doesn't tell me anything.
Cilla Ward.
Cilla Ward.
Cilla Ward.
Yeah.
Cilla.
Oh, okay. That's cool. I didn't know she was a...
Mm-hmm. Her and her husband still maintain a farm there with our kids.
It was beautiful. That area was just going... ran into a state park, by the way, Leanna, mm-hmm. called Clarko State Park, just south of Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. In fact, somebody saw my picture and asked me if that's where I went fishing. It wasn't. But it probably will be soon. Got a beautiful lake that you can camp around and stuff. And like I say, it's just south of Meridian. And it says Clarko.
Yeah.
You're in Clark County. And I'm wondering if that used to be Clark County Park and the state took it over. So they call it Clark County State Park, I guess. But it just says Clarko. It's one word. But I want to go back. It looked fantastic on the internet. And like I say, it's 2 hours from here.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like a two-hour drive from Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. I did eat some places not on this trip this week. I left one off last week. We had Carl Tilley in here, so kind of gave it to him. But I had eaten at Roma Cafe, my old stomping grounds out there. Ian Wellerman has taken over. Alex is retired. He is the new owner and chef.
I recommended that place three times this week to people.
And Ian knocks it out of the park, man. Mm-hmm. It was great. And I was craving a Caesar salad. That was what I wanted. And I was in West Mobile. My choices were Briquettes or Roma's. Nothing wrong with Briquettes, but Roma is an Italian restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to Briquettes recently. It's been a while since I was at Roma. It was great. And then I took a buddy of mine. You've got to try it on Old Shell across from South, El Milagro.
I hear about it all the time.
And I wanted him to try the pupusas and the Central American food, and he got nachos.
Did you check his temperature?
No, he was scared to try any of it. And I've tried to get him to try some Asian restaurants as well. And he goes, listen, it may be good, but the only Asian I ever want to eat is a Chinese buffet. He said, because I know it's not Asian food. It's American food.
Yeah.
So I just don't take him to cool places anymore. He can eat at Cookout.
Well,
time.
I ain't got nothing to do.
But I did have my Asian fix. I went back to my favorite place in Sim, Sabai. And saw in Gene, the lovely owner there. They're still doing fine, and the food was great. Those shumai, the pork shumai, the dumplings, man. It's pork shoved inside a dumpling, Mike.
We went to the award show out in Beverly Hills 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I told Stu if he took me to another Asian restaurant, I was going to stab him in the throat with chopsticks.
We went to two. Two. And the doctor keeps telling him to eat healthy, and I'm like, dude, just eat Asian food. And he goes, but it's not fried.
I don't say that.
It doesn't have gravy.
When I go to a buffet, I've got two places I go, and they have a lot of steamed vegetables.
Yes.
Not sitting there sitting in sauce. I'm talking about actually steamed vegetables. And I'll load my plate up on those.
Yes.
And I won't eat the rice.
Yeah, and then he'll get chicken gravy and just pour it over everything.
Chicken steak fried gravy.
Yeah. But I caught up on all my restaurants. I'm good. But I just love Sabai, and it's just a cool little place for it to be in Sims, and it's hidden. It's behind the CVS drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
Where Sims Drugs has been. Sims Drugs has finally decided, we've been here for 45 years and people still don't know where we are. And so they're building a big store right on Moffitt. And which means, Mike, there's a space open. There's a space open.
For what?
I don't know. For a store? You want to open a store?
No.
Okay.
Have any desire.
You could sell paper.
I already sell paper.
I know, but you could sell it for yourself, man. Cut out the middleman.
I was talking to some people last night, and they were talking about the lack of good Asian restaurants in Baldwin County. And I said, well, you know, Stu seems to always find them. I said, you should listen to the Sip and Chew show.
Yak the Kathmandu Kitchen. It's Indian and Nepalese in Fairhope. Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten at the one in Fairhope. I've eaten at the one here a bunch. But everyone that has says they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there is Dorama.
And here's the thing
sushi
about
bar in Daphne's.
Here's the thing about that. When they had two or three locations, it's hard to duplicate what made one location famous or well known.
Right.
It's hard to duplicate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what Pete's done with his restaurants instead of a panini Pete all over the place.
Yeah. It's whatever the market wanted. He's diversified.
He has diversified.
He's diversified.
That's it.
Yeah, but another place I was just thinking about. Oh, Dragonfly. Even though it's not an Asian restaurant, there's a ton of Asian influence on their menu.
And there's a new one.
In Daphne now. So there's two of them. There's a good amount of Asian influence on that menu, which is why it's so eclectic. Mm-hmm. Because it's not, you go, oh, okay, well, they got chop suey on the menu or stuff. No, it's Asian influence, but it is strictly, and I tell this to people, it is a great place, but if you are a chicken finger and french fry guy, don't bother going. They've got nothing for you on that menu.
Absolutely.
It's for foodies, not for somebody that wants normal food. Wouldn't you agree?
You saying foodies aren't normal?
Yep.
We're not. 343-0106.
Hey, that's our number.
Text us or call us.
We're getting
text messages. Nobody's got the nerve to call. I guess they don't want to hear their cell phone.
They don't want to catch COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Do they need you?
I like chicken. on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoody, drink wine.
Wine, spoody, drink wine. I want to give a shout out. Shout it out. Happy birthday to Sarah Lubitz.
Lubitz. Little Bits.
Little Bits.
Little Bits. One of her instructors brought the family in one time when they were in, was giving them a tour through there. And it was Dan Navarro, you know, who runs Baldwin County's culinary program now.
Yeah.
And he would just call her Lubitz. And his one of his kids said, "Dad, why do you call her Little Bits?" And it just stuck after that.
Ah.
Because they thought he was saying Little Bits when he said Lubitz. But happy birthday, Lubitz. I think she's the big 3-0 now. Ooh. Time to be an adult. Time to start thinking about
she's
adulting.
Some cool places.
We got a call, Mike.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
John from
do.
The Fish River.
Hey, John. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Translate for me.
I'm here.
You're here?
You there?
What's up, buddy?
I'm here. You there?
I'm here. Hey, you talking about food down in Mexico, Leanne?
Yes.
Did you make it down to Fort Stockton?
Fort Stockton? No, not this time. I have been there before. I visit Texas kind of often. That's where my family is.
Yeah, you're
is.
From Texas, right?
I'm not from Texas. I'm from here, but most of my family live in Galveston.
Oh, okay. There's good places in Galveston. But there's in Fort Stockton, there's a restaurant there I used to stop in all the time, and they make a salsa.
Mm-hmm.
They make it right there in the restaurant in it's just something about the way they made it. It was just so good. Mm-hmm. You know, the key ingredient was tomato, of course, and cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
The other things they put in there just gave it such a kick. But I recommend stopping at Fort Stockton all the time when I used to go there. It's good food there.
Nice. I'll look for that the next time. I love fresh salsa.
It's on the east side of town. Yeah, east side of town.
On the east
but also,
side.
I want to talk about fried green tomatoes.
Mm.
You were talking about Mississippi.
There's your salad you can eat, Mike.
And down on the river, this is, I'm sorry, it's not Vicksburg. It is Natchez.
Mm-hmm.
They have a part of the scenic tour there that takes you down to the bottom part of the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some fried green tomatoes in there. As an appetizer, I think you get four per serving. They were so thick, and they had this crawfish sauce.
Ooh.
Perfect. Perfect match of ingredients. Perfect.
Nice.
And if you're not careful, the place will go underwater on you because it's right there on water level, river level.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, wow.
And it's from the old town.
Huh.
That's
anyway,
one of my favorite dishes.
I just wanted to talk about green tomatoes. If you're ever out there,
what about
and get them.
What about it's almost it's almost tomato pie season, isn't it?
Well, it's always that season. You know, you can make them with canned tomatoes also. You know, just dry them out, well pat them.
There's a guy or a person who sits there at 98 and 87 there in Alberta. That at the gas station over there on the side selling tomato pies all the time.
Mm.
Every year.
Is it got a restaurant next to it?
No, it's selling. They got like a selling by the back of their pickup truck.
Oh. That's
probably good.
Too.
Huh?
And you selling produce too?
He may be, yeah. He or she. I don't know, but next time, every time I saw that, I thought of you so when I see it again, I'm always in Alberta. When I see it again, I'm gonna grab me one, and then run down the boggy
on the way back to Mobile,
and then run down the boggy and get me a buttermilk pie.
Oh.
yeah.
Is Patty got competition? Does she?
Street vendors.
Now, who makes the buttermilk pie that you remember?
Boggy's over there by Fish River. Right there across the
Inspiration Oak. Down here by the old Inspiration Oak.
Yeah, yep, right across
the street. That was riddled and torn down.
Yeah,
Well, I didn't know they. I didn't even know they were still open.
Yeah, they got a great buffet, and the fried chicken, as I hear, is to die for.
Some fried chicken.
Now. I don't want to die yet, but you know, when I get ready to die, I want the fried chicken.
Sounds like a place I need to go to for lunch tomorrow.
Death by chicken.
Death by chicken. Fried chicken.
And they're open on Monday?
I'm not sure, but
I know there's more and more places are closing up on Monday.
Yeah, a lot of staffing problems, and a lot more and more places are you know, asking people to be patient, and our Southwood kitchens are closing on Mondays now, and some places are just opening at nighttime. And I noticed Hook, what's the place there in Chickasaw, Sarah Lynn? Something Hook.
Oh, Off the Hook Grill.
Off the Hook.
Yeah,
they've
Marina there at Chickasaw at Chickasaw Boat Creek.
They've cut their hours way back. I think they're only open on Fridays and the weekends now, or something like that.
Oh wow!
Because they just don't have staff. Don't have staff.
I found that in Texas too.
Yeah, it's nationwide.
That weren't open like Monday and Tuesday or Sunday and Monday when we were traveling. We would go to try to find a local restaurant, and mostly we had to eat at chains.
People get rich off.
Well, some of the chains are having a hard time too. I mean, I see on Facebook people asking for jobs. You know, come work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of restaurants are offering big bucks. You know, you know, people have been wanting $15 an hour. Now restaurants are offering $13, $15, $18 an hour to get people to work, and you know, it's discombobulated. Yeah,
they're having to pay what they should have been paying all along, which means the translation is going to be food prices in restaurants are going to go,
up
where they should have been for the last 30 years.
Some already have.
Yeah, it's just, and this what this should be doing is shining a light on how poorly paid restaurant workers are.
And well, especially as hard as they have the unemployment thing in there too. They're making money staying on unemployment instead of going to work.
Yeah. Right.
And that's just not a restaurant. That's everybody.
Yeah. Oh, that's all jobs. Everybody I know is hiring.
Yep.
Everybody I know is hiring.
I'm not. I can't afford it. Poor, pitiful me.
Poor, pitiful
me. Got nobody to come down here. Everything's free and nobody shows up.
Oh.
Golly, it's pathetic.
God, let me get my violin out.
Yeah.
Let me find the wine and cheese.
Something. That'll attract people back
in there. Well, hey, you better start cooking something. I ain't seen you fire that grill up in a while, so.
You're right. It's been a while. That's what my brother keeps telling me. You need to cook something.
Cook something, John. Send some smoke signals from Fowl River. Cook something. So we can find you down there. All right, buddy. We're going to have to wrap it up here.
Okay.
Good hearing.
Love talking to you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget the Baba Ganoush.
Does it sound like John was in the tomato pie a little bit?
I couldn't hear anything, remember?
We love John.
John is the man.
I was there a couple weeks ago. Went by his
he is the king of Fish River.
There you go.
The emperor of Fish River, Alabama.
He's got a cool bar outside. He's got a cool place outside.
Y'all keep saying all these nice things about him, but I don't ever get to see it.
Well, he used to come in every year on the anniversary show and bring us a bunch of food in. Maybe we can talk to him.
We're coming up in about 6 weeks.
Another month there, John.
Oh, John, get ready.
Leanna has never had your tomato pie.
Yeah.
Or the oyster cornbread.
Get out there, support local, be local, buy locals.
Sniff local.
Be patient. Carry your patience, will you?
Patience is number one. If you ain't got patience, go home, make a tuna sandwich.
Be a little generous on your tip.
Stu,
provolone, buddy.
Provolone, pal. Yes.
The mud of joy.